In her four-decade-long writing career, Margaret Atwood has written over 30 books, including volumes of poetry, nonfiction, children's books, and science fiction. But her new novel, Alias Grace, which was published in Canada earlier this year and shortlisted for the Booker Prize, is her first work of true crime fiction. Book critic Maureen Carrigan hopes that it doesn't take Atwood four more decades to write another.
There's a scene early in Margaret Atwood's new novel, Alias Grace, in which a character enters the drawing room of a middle-class house and remarks to himself, "All possible surfaces of the room are upholstered. The colors are those of the inside of the body, the maroon of kidneys, the reddish-purple of hearts, the opaque blue of veins, the ivory of teeth and bones." That description gives you a sense of the spooky atmosphere of Alias Grace. The Victorian world it conjures up is more indebted to the influence of Bram Stoker than Louisa May Alcott, which is appropriate since Alias Grace recounts a real-life double murder case that horrified Canada in the last century. The facts upon which Atwood's sinister showpiece of a novel rests are these. In 1843, a 16-year-old Irish servant girl named Grace Marks was sentenced to death for the murders of her employer and his housekeeper mistress. Grace's motive was said to be jealousy, but her lawyer convinced the court she was insane. Her alleged accomplice was hanged, while Grace spent the next 30 years of her life in a lunatic asylum and then a penitentiary. She was eventually pardoned and moved to upstate New York, where she disappeared into the mists of history. Some chroniclers see Grace as a fiend, others as a victim of misogyny and anti-Irish prejudice. To still others, including Atwood, Grace Marks is an enigma, the Canadian soul sister of Lizzie Borden. Atwood has been haunted by Grace's story for decades. Back in 1974, she wrote a play for Canadian television based on the case. In Alias Grace, Atwood behaves like a modern-day Penelope, picking apart the neat, chronological accounts woven by Grace's lawyer and 19th-century reporters, and instead allowing the separate strands of the mystery to snake about in winding patterns. Atwood musters a host of different narrators and narrative methods here, letters, poems, newspaper clippings, but at the center of her novel is a fictional series of meetings between the imprisoned Grace and a Dr. Simon Jordan. Jordan has been hired by a church committee lobbying for Grace's release to try to prove her innocence by attempting to dispel her amnesia about the day of the murders. Rejecting mesmerism, magnets, bleeding, and other quack cures of the day, Jordan practices a rudimentary form of talk therapy, trying through artful conversation to restore Grace's memory, if indeed it's really lost. Initially, Grace resists. Gradually, though, she relents and treats Jordan to a riveting tale of her grim childhood in Ireland, her passage to America on the immigrant ship she describes as a slum in motion, and the first household in which she worked as a servant, where she was befriended by another girl who died of a botched abortion. As Jordan sits scribbling notes, a disturbing thing happens. He becomes possessed by Grace's story, literally, so that his life begins to take on the shadowy moral coloration of hers. For poor panicked Dr. Jordan, the old adage, "Physician, heal thyself," becomes an urgent command. As you'd expect from a writer with Atwood's distinguished track record, Alias Grace is much more than a vivid, faux Victorian fictional restoration. This is a novel filled with images of walls that are easily breached, hinting at Atwood's larger preoccupation with the shifting boundaries between the powerful and the powerless, between sin and self-preservation, truth and lies. At the end of Alias Grace, Grace Marks's identity remains in doubt, but Atwood's reputation as a gifted chameleon novelist is stunningly reaffirmed.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Margaret Atwood's new novel, Alias Grace.